Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. I'm going to let you grab your seats for a minute. I just want to pray for some people today, and I just want to hang my hat on something as we do that. So I'm going to fast forward through a bunch of slides. You ready to do that? Let's see what we can get through here. But we're talking about relationships, and thank you to Dr. Gord for ministering last week. Did such a good job and just took that. And, you know, we're really, really blessed for how strong of ministry we have in this place. But I want to, it's Pentecost Sunday, and I want you to know that the most important relationship you have is with the Holy Spirit. It really is. And Holy Spirit, if you have a living, vital connection to Him, literally that relationship will make you look like a superstar. That relationship will bless every aspect of your life. That relationship will make you look like a genius in every circumstance of life. And if you'll focus on that and make that your single-minded passion and desire, literally every single relationship you have will be right. It'll be just wonderful, and He will tune you to manifest the true nature of yourself in every circumstance where you will be understood, and you will be received, and you will be a blessing because you're completely whole in that relationship. And you got to have that relationship working with you. So I want to just fast forward through a few slides because I just want to take a few minutes now. So go ahead. The day of Pentecost, they came, right? Holy Spirit. Good. Pentecost 50, simple, 50. That's all it means is 50. That's what Pentecost means, nothing wild or crazy, but 50. It's 5 plus 0 is 50, and it's 50 days after Passover, 50 days after the finished work of the cross. 50 days later, the Holy Spirit came, right? 10 days after Jesus ascended, 10 days being a test, 50. Very specific the way God does things. It wasn't random. Like when the Holy Spirit fell in the book of Acts, it wasn't a random event. It wasn't, wow, look, it happened today. It was specifically going to happen exactly 50 days after Passover, 10 days after Ascension, because that's the calendar of God. And in the calendar of God, three major things on His timetable: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Passover, delivered out of Egypt. Passover, the finished work of the cross. Pentecost is when the Spirit came and the church was born. The last one, not yet fulfilled with us, historically fulfilled, historically celebrated, but will not be celebrated until the coming of Christ and the final harvest in the last days. And that, every one of these feasts, give me one more slide right here. Every one of these feasts was fulfilled in one day. One day. And the last one's going to be fulfilled in one day. Jesus will come in one day, and there's going to be the harvest of everyone. All the righteous will be gathered up, and there'll be an incredible harvest in one day. So give me another slide. That's Pentecost. It's amazing that the Holy Spirit came, but Jesus, when He's leaving them, His Last Supper with them, imagine being with Jesus. You've given up everything. You're following Him. You're doing nothing else except following Jesus. And then all of a sudden, He says, "I'm going away." And you're like, what? We gave up everything to follow you. What do you mean you're going away? But then He said, it's better for you. It's to your advantage that I go away. How could something be better than having Jesus with me every day? How could there be something more better or more advantaged? I mean, how could it be better if you're gone? I don't get it. But they didn't understand that when He went, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that was upon Him, was now going to be upon them and in them. And then they didn't have a local relationship with God. They had a present inside of them, saturated, flooded relationship with the Spirit of God that would abide with them every moment of their lives. So it was altogether different. Look, it uses that pronoun He. It's a personal pronoun. He will come. He will come. So we see that the Holy Spirit is personal. The Holy Spirit is personal, and we denote some things about person. Go ahead. Give me a slide. He's a person. There is a personality. These notes are going to be on the website, so you can go look at them later. But He's a person, has a personality. Go ahead. Go ahead. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all these things, attributes He has. Go ahead. God has a soul, a living soul, a mind, will, and an emotion. Did you know that God has a living soul? God exercises these attributes. God the Father has a soul. He said, "My soul is well pleased." God said that. He spoke that. Here's Jesus. Jesus said, "My soul." Jesus said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful." He talked about a soul several places. The Holy Spirit now, the Spirit of God. It says in Hebrews 10:29 and 38, it says, "My soul has no pleasure in Him." And we see that the Spirit Spirit is manifesting that aspect of soul. So God had a soul, and a soul has a mind, a will, emotions, there's thinking, there's all those personal things. What I'm trying to tell you is that the Holy Spirit is a person. Turn to the person next to you. Say, the Holy Spirit's a person. Just like that person beside you is real and tangible, the Holy Spirit is real and tangible, and you can have a living, abiding relationship with him. Just give me another slide. Keep going until we get to Ephesians, okay? Let's go. Go ahead. Oh, stop there. Holy Spirit will impact your relationships. Here we are. You ready? Ephesians 5, 17 to 18. All kinds of doctrine. Paul's doing a lot of teaching. Then he starts to talk to them about their walk. He starts to talk about how does this doctrine hit the rubber or make the rubber hit the road in your life? And he uses the word walk several times in Hebrews. But here's what he says. He says, therefore, in light of all of this doctrine, in light of all of these truths that I've told you, these apostolic prayers that I've prayed over you, he said, now, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You can live on either side of that sentence there. You see the comma? You can live on the unwise side or the wise side. You choose. But he says, don't be unwise, but be wise and know what the will of God is. Here's what he says. Do not be drunk with wine, which leads to dissipation or debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled. What's the will of God? The will of God is don't be unwise, be wise. The will of God for you is to be totally saturated and flooded with the Spirit of God. Jesus came so that Paul or John the Baptist, he said, Jesus, the reason he's coming is to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He summarized everything Jesus did in one phrase. He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. That's because God wanted to get in a personal relationship with you, that he was personally going to get on the inside of you and flood you and animate you and bring forth the nature, the character, and the demonstration of the kingdom of God in and through you, your behavior, your attitudes, your nature, and everything you do. God was going to show how wonderful he is by getting him on the inside of you and you completely yielding to that. Just like if you got whacked with alcohol, you would be under the influence. But he says, don't get under the influence of alcohol. You know what that's like. But I do want you to be under the influence, but not of alcohol. I want you to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I want you to be flooded, saturated, so under the control where somebody would say, well, that's the liquor talking. They want you to get so whacked that that's the Spirit talking. They want you to get so overwhelmed and filled with the Holy Ghost. The word that he uses there, give me another slide. The word that he uses there is be filled, be ever filled and stimulated, is the word pleroo. Pleroo means to cause, to abound, to furnish, to supply liberally, to make complete in every particular, to render perfect. Get the Holy Ghost on you to such an extent that you are perfectly demonstrating the nature of God. And if you perfectly demonstrate the nature of God in all of your attitudes, in all of your thoughts, and all of your actions, you are going to have the most brilliant relationships you could ever imagine. When you do that, if I just say, here's the plan, it's a one-step plan. It's a one-step process. You want healing in your marriage? You want healing in your family? You want healing in all your relationships? You want healing with the boss at work? You want healing in every aspect of your life? Are you ready? It's a one-step program. Drink copious amounts of the Holy Ghost. Get whacked and filled with him, and you can do it because he sent the Holy Spirit. He's still here. You can get saturated in the person of the Holy Ghost, and it will totally revolutionize your life and manifest all the goodness of God. It's that simple. It really is. I mean, all the other teaching, it's all aside. It's all this. But if you don't do this, it doesn't matter because you can't work all the other stuff out with your own effort. This is a spiritual thing, and it has to be realized spiritually. And so you got to get whacked. It's a present, passive, continuous imperative. Passive means it's something you receive. It's not something you achieve or you have strived to, you know, I have now come to a place where God can fill me. No. The only way you can get filled with God is by saying, I receive the finished work of the cross. I apply the blood to my life. Now, fill me, Holy Ghost. That's it. You can't do anything else to qualify for being whacked in the Holy Ghost. Say whacked. What does that mean, Pastor? What do you mean whacked? I mean out of your mind and walking fully, totally in the mind of Christ. Bam. The Apostle Paul, he got hit so hard. His name was Saul, and he got hit by the Holy Ghost so hard when he got up, it was Paul. Bam, knocked the S off his name and put a P. Revolutionized his life, changed him in an instant, totally transformed him as somebody who wanted to kill Christians to somebody who wanted to equip and raise up Christians, instantly delivered, set free, empowered by the Holy Ghost. You know, you're having a bad day, or bad relationships, or screwed up with your friends, or your spouse, or your parents, or whatever. Honestly, I got one step for you. You ready? Dip your bucket in the river and drink. He's given us one spirit to drink. The problem is, a lot of us, we're leakers. That's why it says keep on continuously, keep on constantly receiving. And also, you're supposed to be givers of wayers. And if you're going to give away, you got to keep drinking, right? There's got to be a constant, continuous flow. Quit staring at your belly button and try to fix your problems. If I could fix some problems, I'd have good relationships. No, get whacked in the Holy Ghost. Like if you got a big, ugly, dirty cup up here, you go, if I could get the dirt out of my cup, I could get full of God. No, just start pouring. And you know, when you just receive and start drinking a ridiculous flow of God, you know what? All that stuff gets washed out and it's gone. Quit staring at your failures and your limitations and the broken down stuff and the messed up stuff. Just get whacked in the Holy Ghost. Drink. Pentecost, God sent the Holy Ghost because you can't do it on your own. And he said, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't do anything without the Holy Ghost because you can't do nothing. Jesus said, I can do nothing except I see what the Father's doing. And that was because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is equated with the glory. Jesus said, you gave me glory. The glory you gave me, I give them. It's a gift. Just like Cheryl is a gift to the body of Christ, it's a spiritual gift. But we got the gift of the person of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended, he high-fived the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost went, whoa, boom, and he hit earth so hard and so fast and furious that it sounded like a violent wind from heaven. And when he put the brakes on, tongues of fire were released on the whole place, and they all start speaking in tongues. Bamba. We had tongues speaking today, people worshiping in tongues, singing in tongues, an utterance of tongues, a prophetic word, a prophetic interpretation. That's because we're Pentecostal. Sadly, there's so many churches today, they're Pentecostal somewhere in the blueprints, but there's no manifestation. They're embarrassed to have those things. We've got to explain. When we do that stuff, we have to explain what's going on in our meetings. So rather than explain things, we'd rather just tame the Holy Ghost, and he's kind of like the strange ant. We stick him in the attic. And I say, let her out. Let her loose. And you are going to have to explain some things, but it's worth it. I mean, the very first church was born, and Peter had to walk out, and they were going, what's going on? And Peter went, well, let me try to explain this. If you don't have to explain your meetings every once in a while, there's no Holy Ghost in it. Hello. All right, look, let's go really fast. You ready? Wrapping it up, we're going to pray for you. Boom, bang. It's going to affect others. It says, be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Are you under the influence? I mean, when you're in the drive, you're through the drive-thru, and it's just not moving. And, you know, I had the lady said, okay, drive-thru now. And I went, I can't. There's 10 cars in front of me. Well, come forward when you can. I said, I thought it was a drive-thru, not a parking lot. That would not be the fruit of the Spirit. And then when I get up there, I said, I'd like to buy the coffee of the guy behind me. Give him this card. Jesus loves him. Honest to God, if you're whacked in the Holy Ghost, he'll put the brakes on in those areas. And he'll go, beep. Hey, no, that's not the way we behave, Christ. You go, really? No. He'll just make you, he'll give you, with others. It says, be drunk and whacked in the Holy Ghost. And then what do? Speak to others in songs and gifts and spiritual songs. And we're moving on to marriage now. Okay. But you see, it all follows in. It says, don't be unwise, but be wise. And get whacked in the Holy Ghost. It'll affect all your relationships with others. It'll even affect your marriage. How many need some Holy Ghost for their marriage? Now listen. If I told you that you're going to travel on an airplane today, and the statistics are 50% of these planes crash and blow up and burn, how many are going to jump on an airplane today? If I told you every car leaving the parking lot today, 50% of those cars are going to land in death and destruction, how many are going to walk home? As a 50-50 scenario, that's kind of rough, don't you think? You know what marriage is statistically? It's a 50-50 mess. Even with believers, isn't that wild? But you know, when you got the Holy Ghost, When you're whacked in the Holy Ghost, when you're drinking massive, copious amounts of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that you cannot go through with that relationship. And in fact, you'll grow up a little. How many think all of us in our marriages just need to grow up a little? Stop being so uptight, so sensitive. I mean, come on. So my wife has to take the garbage out all the time. So what? There's so many other benefits of being married to me. I mean, get over yourself. Drink the Holy Ghost. But I know my wife is a heavy drinker of the Holy Ghost because I have no idea how she has put up with me all these years. But you know what? The Holy Ghost make you look like a genius. The Holy Ghost will make your marriage look great. Our marriage isn't great because Cheryl and I are wonderful people. Our marriage is fantastic and great because literally we drink massive amounts of the Holy Ghost. And our marriage really is great. It is so awesome. And I know it's the Holy Spirit. It really is. Anyway, let's go on. Marriage, your family, children, obey your parents. Amen? You know, there's a promise. It says that obey in the Lord. I wanted to highlight that. Obey your parents in the Lord. Your parents want you to go run drugs or do something stupid. That's not in the Lord, you know. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And it says that it's a commandment with promise. It says that life will go well with you. How many want their life to go well? It says it'll go well and you'll have long life, a really good long life, and everything will go well. I think that's a blessing, obey your parents. But you know what? Children, when you're whacked in the Holy Ghost, obeying your parents isn't a problem. Kids are having a problem, just put them to bed. When they go to sleep, walk in there and just, ta da da ba sha ka ta da da ba sha da da ba. That's, you know, fathers, don't provoke your kids to wrath. I mean, the only way I could ever be a decent father is to really be whacked in the Holy Ghost. Really, you need the Holy Spirit to manifest the nature of God. And isn't it amazing that God grants them to you and freely gives them to you? The Holy Spirit can heal your relationships, your marriage, your family. Give me another one. You ready? Give me another. Work. Amen. How many like work? I'm doing a sermon series. I'm working on it right now, and it's going to be called Thank God It's Monday. Because there's a lot of people going, Monday, weekend's over, I got to go to work. I want everybody in this church to be fully actualized, fully understand that, thank God it's Monday. I cannot wait. I mean, you'll be leaving work on Friday going, I got to go. You know, I can't believe it. There are people who literally like, you know, I'm a slave to my work. Can't believe I got to work again. Oh, my God. I'm going to do a series on Thank God It's Monday, and you're going to get healed of that nasty thing. And you know what? If you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, we're going to get you in what you should be doing. We're going to get you happy because Thank God It's Monday is what it's all about, folks. I can't wait to get there and be kingdom and do what God wired me to be. I mean, I'm so excited to celebrate me. It's a gift to be me. And every Monday, I get to manifest who I am, and people watch God function through me. Thank God it's Monday. Anyway, that's just a commercial. That'll be coming. But you know, when you're whacked in the Holy Ghost, it says, be filled with the Holy Spirit and all these things, and. And it says, and work with enthusiasm as though you're working for the Lord. I mean, if the Lord was your boss this last Friday, would you have worked a little bit better? Shouldn't be. You should have been just manifesting kingdom all the way through, right? And then it says, masters, treat your slaves, amen? You folks that have slaves, come on. I mean, how many know there's some stuff, and how many know really the Bible was written culturally, and it has to be interpreted in the culture it was written in? That's why a lot of people get weird ideas, and they forget that there's no longer Jew nor Gentile. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer man or woman. But a lot of us get stuck there. And it's funny that the man or woman thing was stuck at the end because it took man a long time to try to break that off. Anyway, work. I'm telling you, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, work is a joy. Work is amazing. Enthusiasm, literally the word enthusiasm means to be flooded and filled with God. In Theo, God, flooded with God himself about your work. Amen. Who needs a special prayer right now to be enthusiastic about work? I mean, you got to get it. You really do. Because, you know, and if you're working in some drudgery, nasty thing, then why not be really courageous and let's change that? Why not just toss it all in, get retrained, or do something? What? I mean, why not do what you're gifted to do so that every Monday you're like, woohoo! Anyway, work. You get whacked in the Holy Ghost, your relationship with work, your relationship with every single thing about you. But it's not even about work. It's about being you. It's about being who you are in every situation because you're not limited or in boundaries because of these other relationships, but because you're whacked in the Holy Spirit, all of these things, they fall in line. You manifest kingdom everywhere you are because you're full of the Holy Ghost. All right, give me another slide. I don't even know where I am. Devil! How many have a relationship with the devil? You all do. I'm telling you, you all do. He's studying you every day. And you shouldn't be ignorant of the devil's schemes, but he's trying to trip you up, mess with you. But when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you give the devil a nervous breakdown. It's amazing. I literally, one time I was traveling to India. We were about to land, and I could smell we were getting close. Anyway, but that's terrible, but it's true. Anyway, we're starting to land, and it was literally, I got an image. It was kind of funny. I'm kind of funny the way my head works, but I got this word. Oops, he's back. Hand out the Valium. I literally felt like the devil saying, oh, better medicate the demons. Carl's back. Oh, my God, because they're all going to be freaking out. Because I give the devil a nervous breakdown. He runs away when he sees me coming. But you know what? It says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Put on the armor of God. You're going to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're going to go and you're going to kick in the kingdom of darkness. And you know, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, all your relationships, even spiritual relationships, family, others, marriage, work, kids, parents, all that stuff. When you're whacked in the Holy Ghost, your relationships will manifest the kingdom of God. Thank you, sister. Praise Jesus. You can jump up on your feet. You can run around the building if you want. Tell you. Let me have another slide. Sorry, I have no idea where I am. Acts 19, 1-6. He shows up and he comes to, I think this was to Ephesus, right? He shows up to Ephesus and says there's a group of believers. And so Paul gets there and he found the believers. He went, hey, great. He starts hanging out with them and he's sitting around, you know. They're having a little Bible study. He's like, just a second. Like, have you guys received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Why did he ask that question? Because there was a lot of miserable people in the room. And he's like, something missing here. Did you guys get whacked in the Holy Ghost? The oil of joy, did you guys receive that? Did you know that the third person, the Godhead, he's available to be with you all the time and whack you with the joy of heaven? Did you guys know? Oh, no, we never heard anything about that. I thought so. So it says, Paul then laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they all spoke in tongues and they prophesied. And then a ridiculous, strong, powerful church was built there, a church there that literally reached all of Asia. Signs, wonders, miracles, powerful stuff. But that little small group, not of Baptists denominationally, but they were just baptized believers, but not whacked in the Holy Ghost. When they got whacked in the Holy Ghost, fire, fire. How do we do that, Pastor? How do I do it? Here we end. Are you ready? How do I do that? You got to accept the promise. Holy Spirit is a promise. It says, when I go, I will send you the promise of the Father. What's the promise of the Father? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, I just visiting this church. I didn't know they were crazy tongue-talking people. Oh, my God. There's no such thing as a believer who's not a tongue-talking, fire-filled, glory-filled believer. A believer who has effectively not realized that is someone who has not been fully activated. That's the absolute truth. Don't try to get people put it into some theological box and get all smarty pants with you, because you're too stupid to breathe if you misinterpret the scripture. They're not smart at all. In fact, it's gross ignorance not to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Don't have time to prove it to you, but it's really, really easy if you take a minute. Number two. Ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You ready? Thank you for the promise, Father, of the Holy Spirit. I ask you now, baptize me, pickle me, saturate me in the Holy Spirit. Oh. Number three, confess you've received the Holy Spirit, because he said, to anyone who asks for the Spirit, will I give him a rock or will I give him a scorpion? No, if you ask for the Spirit, I will give you the Spirit. In fact, it's my good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. So what do you do when you've asked? You believe that you receive, so you confess. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I receive him right now. Number four, act on your confession. What's one of the first ways to act in your confession? It is a manifestation that it's been received. One of those ways is, that is an evidence. It is an evidence. But you know what? If you've received the Holy Spirit, I know lots of people who talk in tongues, but they'll curse at you in the drive-thru. There's a lot more to being baptized in the Holy Ghost than just shooby-dooby, yabba-dabba, who shot my cow out of the tree. Pecan out of the tree for some. He got a bow tie, she got a bow tie. There's a lot more than that. But that is really important because speaking in tongues is powerful. Powerful gift, powerful gift. And if you don't do it, you can. Oh, no, I can't. Yes, you can. Oh, I tried. Yes, you can. It says, open your mouth and he will fill it. It says that God gave them utterance as they began to speak. So who spoke? They did. Who gave utterance? He did. But who began to speak? You did. Well, I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, no, I can't. Yes, I can't. Boom, there it is. Speak. Some people are like, nothing's happening. Speak, don't grunt, speak. Boom. It's not even complicated, but it's powerful. And it's a liquid language from heaven. You got a new language right from the throne room. You can speak directly to him and you can loose the kingdom everywhere you go. Every time you pray in tongues, you pray the will of God over your situation. So awesome, so good. You ready? Come on, jump up on your feet. Have I got any more slides? I don't even know. Oh, there we go. How many have had a good time already? All right, look, I'm serious about this right now. I'm serious. I want you everybody just kind of bow your head, close your eyes. Now, I really don't want anybody to walk out of here never asking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, nobody's looking around except for George. He didn't. Now people are looking at George. But just for me, all right? You're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You're a tongue talker, fire breathing, you know. Nobody else is looking, so don't be afraid. Just put your hand up right now. I'm a fire breathing, tongue talking believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's awesome. See, but what you just showed me is that some people aren't. Or else some people just won't put up their hand no matter what the pastor asks. Trust me as your pastor. The Bible says that this is something you should all do. The Bible says that this, on this Pentecost Sunday, they were waiting on purpose in obedience because Jesus said, I'm going to send you another just like me. It's better that I go away. I'm going to send you someone just like me. And the Holy Spirit, he's not going to be with you like I was, but he's going to be in you and in and through you. The kind of stuff I did, you're going to do that and more, even greater things because I've gone to the Father. Why? What happens when you go to the Father? I send the promise of the Holy Spirit. And you all need that. That's what the word says. That's what your pastor says. And you need that. So I'm going to ask everyone, just raise your hands up really high. Just raise your hands up really high. Real simple steps, we said. I believe in the promise. So just say after me. I believe in the promise of the Holy Spirit. Ha, 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 ha. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to say something else. Why don't you repeat after me right now. I ask you, Jesus, to baptize me in the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. I want you to say this with me. I believe that I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And now, I want you to operate on that confession. I just want you to do it. Those of you who are already baptized in the Spirit, just ask him for a fresh filling. Say, fill me afresh this Pentecost. Fill me afresh this Pentecost, Holy Ghost. Now, for others of you who have never had it before, I want you to open your mouth right now. Not awkwardly, but I just want you to open your mouth. I want you to start to speak. You ready? Open your mouth. You're going to use your mouth. The Spirit's going to give you utterance right now. Many of you right now are going to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. You're going to speak in tongues for the first time. Are you ready? You ready? Here we go. Shurof santa tabarabasta. Sebre mbestlang restaladabo shuku. Rutarabasandala mabriara. Come on, speak. Just speak it out. Retebre stedadabesende. It's an unknown tongue. It's a tongue you don't know. It's a tongue from heaven. Just rubarabashebre. Ruparabasandalaba. Come on, speak it out so your neighbor can hear it. Speak it out loud. Fill your mouth. Let your belly erupt with tongues right now. Ola tararabashapa. Rubarabaso. Rupan. Hallelujah! 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 Power from on high! Power! power. You will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you. Power for right relationships. Power to manifest the kingdom. Power to demonstrate all of his goodness right now. Now listen, I want you to just, who of you right now, for the very first time in this meeting, you actually spoke in tongues for the very first time. Put up your hand really high. I see that hand. Anyone else? Thank you. See that hand? Anyone else? Lift up your hand. Don't be afraid. Lift it up really high. That's awesome. You know, now listen, all the rest of you, you asked for it. He's not reluctant. It's not like, oh, he didn't give it to me today. You've got it. You got to believe you've got it. Now you got to activate that. You, when you're praying the night, just ministering, praying on the way home. Careful on the way home, because you could get whacked, and that's, you know, be the wrong kind of drunk driving. But just believe the Holy Spirit's going to touch you. And I want you all to experience his goodness. Let me pray for you, all right? Father, thank you. What an amazing day. You know, we as a family, corporately, we only get together like once a week like this. And sometimes I feel like we got to try and accomplish so much in this time. But I thank you for a beautiful day today. I thank you that Julie's shoulder is healed. And I thank you, Lord, that you've healed so many other people today. We thank you for the gift of Cheryl, that she's been given to the body of Christ at large, translocally, to manifest apostleship. That is so awesome. And I was here today to be a part of that. That's so good. We're so blessed. And Father, we thank you especially. Today we celebrate, Holy Spirit, that you've come. And that you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I do love you. I do love you. We thank you. And I thank you for the many lives just saturated and touched. People don't even know, but they've been empowered in a fresh way. As your word was spoken over them, you've made rich deposits in their lives. Because when the Spirit comes, you shall receive power. Power, that one-step program. Get whacked in the Holy Ghost, and all your relationships get healed. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Thank you for healing in our bodies. Thank you for life. Thank you for this blessed, beautiful day. Father, I announce your wonderful benediction over this house. I ask you, Father, just to bless them with your love. I pray, Jesus, your grace would just be so expressed in each and every heart. And Holy Spirit, thank you for your continued fellowship and partnership. Everywhere I go, you never leave me or forsake me. Let's together just get loosed on the world today. Let's together just manifest the goodness of the kingdom. Thank you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Go enjoy the day.